Rise and shine, beauties. It is Nikitra Barard, also known as the Southern Belle of Beauty. What's up? What's popping? I am here to give you sort of a pep talk today, promoting beauty, health, and wellness in the way that I know how. So thank you guys for joining, for tuning in. I have a couple announcements to make before we get into this episode. I do have podcast advertisement space available here on the podcast for $45 to promote your product or service to my growing audience. We will be making a few shifts and adjustments as we change over seasons. Fall and winter time is coming, girl. I am counting down the days, looking for it, getting ready. And one of the things that I am grateful for is to be able to have an online business where I am, I feel like I'm working 24/7. But I am able to go with the flow, go with the changes, and I would say also call the shots. Not saying that I know everything or everything is going in my favor. I do have some hiccups along the way, but I am glad that I am able to connect with all of you and to be able to promote things that I truly care about. And now let's get on to the message. All right, so it doesn't matter what things look like on the external, on the outside, because guess what? It is old news. Where you are at this moment is just a culmination of what you have been thinking and feeling for the past 6 months or the year. So it's up to you to harness this energy, direct this energy, and have focus on whatever it is that you truly desire, your dreams, your visions, whatever is in your imagination will become your reality. So there are a couple activities and things that you can do to make sure that you are staying focused on bringing your desires into this reality, manifesting what it is that you truly want, in alignment with your higher calling, your soul, listening to your heart. And I want to say, don't be so hard on yourself, because things will continue to change. You just have to be flexible and adaptable. And sometimes the results that we have, it may be unexpected. So what are you giving your attention to? What are you focused on? Because that's something that you can also adjust as well, and that's going to give you a different result. Because I have been focused on healing lately, and as well as breaking generational patterns or curses or whatever you want to call it, and doing shadow work within myself for, you know, any type of like hidden flaw or, you know, just the area of my life that I need to work on and improve upon, because I don't want to be like a blockbuster, okay? I don't want to be a Flintstone. So it is important to me that I continue to learn, you know, new skills, gain new information, you know, see things from a different side, a different angle. And sometimes it could be painful. Sometimes it could be hurtful or disheartening. But it's also building up strength within you. You know, when you do come across news that is shocking, or if you have an experience that seems to be jolting, you are not doing this by yourself, even though it may appear or seem as if you are alone. You know, I call it peace or solitude, because I do have moments where I'd be like, I gotta do this by myself, or I'm solo on this. But to be honest, there are things that are working behind the scenes that you may not be aware of or recognize. So I would encourage you to continue to press on, push on, move forward, because you really don't know how your energy, your presence, the gifts and the skills and the talents that you have, like, there are others that are waiting for you to offer that are waiting for you to share what you have. And it's really all up to you to figure out how you want to package that, put it on the shelf, and give it to others. And just start where you are. Start with what you have, because it's going to continue to develop as you go anyway. You're going to be making shifts and changes. So that's just something that I wanted to put out there, because I have been doing what I can to make sure that I am evolving. I'm staying trendy, staying modern. as far as being active online, on social media, you know, creating content, it's like, I want to say it's work. It's like a job, but it's also a journey that you choose to go down to. Valuable lessons to learn. So with that being said, with the upcoming fall season, I do want to take a new direction or new approach, because I do have some extra time on my hands, and one of the ways that I want to utilize that is to set up horse excursions. Girl, this is something that I have been planning and planning on, dreaming about, ready to take action on. So I'm currently in Houston, Texas right now. I don't have a specified location as far as going trail riding, horseback riding, but I do have a couple options to consider, some things to work out, but the idea, the goal, the plan is to offer it to couples. Like, this could be a date. We spend about 4 or 5 hours, you know, saddle up, go for a ride, have a picnic, you know, bring some food, lunch, what have you, and then ride back to the destination. I'm thinking to do the pricing for $150 for 4 hours, 5 hour ride. I will even do groups. But the thing is, y'all, I have yet to pull a horse trailer. I don't even have a truck, so I am going to need some help, assistance with that until I do get like all of the equipment and everything. But the grand vision or the final picture would be for me to have my own house, land, retreat center, or space where I do have the freedom to kind of do as I please. Like, that's what I'm looking for. And it will be somewhere in Texas. But if anything changes, if there's any updates, you guys can tune in here to the podcast, and I'll keep you posted on that. But I am looking forward to that. I still am offering lash extensions, girl. I am getting ready for the holiday season, where it's usually busy. I'm, you know, booked up. So that's also available as well. I wanted to travel to come to you. I am on the go. But I'm like, how am I going to get all this done? How am I going to coordinate all of this? It will all come together. Like, it exists for a reason. So that's why I'm sharing it, so that I could get some feedback, some criticism on, you know, how I can, you know, make this transition. And honestly, I am pushing myself to do this as a way for me to break away from the past and the pain, the heartache that I have experienced. So this is a part of the creation that I am birthing from out of this. To be honest, I'm not sure how long I plan to keep up with, you know, offering horse excursions. But it's also a part of me activating new beliefs as well. You know, like, I never planned on doing the same thing, you know, for my entire life. So this is an activity that I want to participate in, you know, as of now. And as well as making it a side business or a stream of income, you know, a part of my lifestyle, like, it's why I want to share this, because, you know, there are many who want to, you know, make a change in their career, their profession, or even financially, or I would say in regards to relationship. There's some area of life that, you know, you want to work on, improve on, develop. So I'm like, you could get something out of this, right? Something. But I will move over to social media. I am going to stream live on Instagram at BellaBeauty_. So if you guys want visuals, if you want to connect with me, I still have digital products to shop. I have my ebook. I have online class for lash extensions, a custom one that I created, the Beauty Enhancer e-course, exclusively for women. And the membership is available as well. You guys can find me on Patreon. Yeah, so get at me. So you can consider this your pep talk, your wake-up call to get you boosted up, fired up for whatever it is that you want to do for the day, for the rest of the year. I'm here to support you in spite of all that is happening in our world today. I am building thick skin, because I know that there is catastrophes and devastations, you know, that we could give our attention to, but there's also on the other side of the spectrum so much beauty, so much love, abundance, peace, health, wellness, prosperity, and that's where I want to vibrate. But you don't have to ignore, you know, some of the realities that, you know, are present, that are prevalent. But just having the ability to look out into the world and not be bothered, you know, by what you see, what you hear, or don't even flinch at, you know, any of the, I would say, unwanted stories that we have, because all it is doing is, you know, helping us to grow and advance in, you know, ways that we may not realize is necessary for our growth. So here's something that you can take away, and that is to love and accept where you are, who you are, what you have in this moment, because it won't always be the same. You damn near have to fight the entire forces of the universe in order for things to not change for you. All right, well, that is the message that I have for today. I appreciate you all coming through to support the Bella Beauty. And I look forward to connecting with you all later. Bye. Much love.